Okay, children. Oh, they're leaving. Good. Okay, I'm going to practice my Chinese on you.
Okay, 我现在开始要练习我的中文。
祝你们快乐。I found out that the difference between a rabbit and a mouse is wu.
我发现啊、兔子跟跟老鼠之间的不同。
I was saying tu, and they were saying that sounds like a mouse.
我发觉这个中文的发音兔子那个听起来像老鼠。
Well, this morning we're going to share some wonderful truth in God's word about resolution and ransom.
今天早上我们要来分享一个很美好的信息，是有关于冲突的解决以及赎价。
And this morning, our text is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 through chapter 2, verse 7.
今天早上我们要思想的经文是提摩太前书一章十八节到二章七节。
Our themes, there's actually two of them. Real resolution in personal conflicts is achieved or done by closing the loop of forgiveness.
那我们今天的主题呢，事实上有两个。第一个是真正冲突的解决呢，那是要透过完成这个饶恕的整个过程。
And Jesus, our mediator, is the one and only ransom for all people.
那耶稣呢，我们的中保是万人唯一的赎价。
We're going to read the text, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 20.
我们要来读提摩太前书一章十八到二十节。
Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight of faith.
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
Holding on to faith and a good conscience, some have rejected these and so have shipwrecked their faith.
长存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃了良心，就在这真道上如同船破了一样。
Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.
其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经将他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再谤读了。
So the first outline, part of the outline, the first point would be the resolution, and the points would be sound faith and shipwrecked faith.
所以第一点我们要来提到的是冲突的解决，其中包括扎实的信心以及破损的信心。
Timothy here was to hold on to the faith that he had received from Apostle Paul.
那提摩太呢，他得到的从那个保罗那边得到了这样的一个信心。
And then he speaks of this shipwrecked faith of Hymenaeus and Alexander.
所以他来指出这个徐米乃还有亚历山大他们有的这样的一个破损的信心。
This is not a critical Bible study, but I thought maybe you might want to know a little bit of what it means to be handed over to Satan.
那当然这边不是我们不是在来查经，但是呢，也许你想要知道说什么意思叫做交给撒旦。
The two texts to look at would be 1 Corinthians 5:5 and 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
那有两个经文可以看的就是Corinthians.
First Corinthians 5:5 and 1 John 5. This is an add-on, okay? 1 Corinthians 5:5 and 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
更多前书五章五节以及what's the second one?
First John
5:19. 约翰一书五章十节。
Sorry,
that's fine.
When someone is handed over to Satan, it's a last resort because these people were not willing to repent.
那么将一个人交给撒旦呢，事实上是一个最后的做法。那因为那个人不愿意悔改。
It means that they're handed over to Satan for the destruction of the body, so that the soul may be saved.
所以呢，就是说，将他交给撒旦的话，他的身体可以被败坏，但是他的灵魂却可以得救。
Now often the most difficult person to resolve our problems with is our spouse.
那通常呢，我们最难与他一同解决问题的人呢，却是我们的配偶。
The problem is, you know, men and women just don't understand each other.
问题是呢，就是那个夫妻彼此呢，就不彼此的那个认识。
The story goes about a man walking along a California beach who was deep in prayer, and all of a sudden he said aloud, "Lord, grant me one wish."
这故事讲到说有一个人呢，他在那个加利福尼亚州的海滩单独在那边行走的时候，他有一个很深的祷告，忽然之间他很大声的来叫出来。
The cloud of the sky clouded, and a booming voice says, "Lord." The voice says, "Because you have been faithful to me, I will grant you one wish."
那这个人说呢，主啊，求你啊，来应许我一个心愿。那忽然之间呢，发现那个云开始多起来了，那有一个很大的声音来说你既然愿意在我面前成为一个信实的，所以我愿意来成就你的一个心愿。
The man said.I would like you to build a bridge to Hawaii so I can drive over there anytime I want to.
那这个人说呢，说神啊，请你为我造一个桥能够通到夏威夷，以至于我任何时候我想要开车过去的时候都可以。
And the Lord answered, "That is very materialistic."
那神说，这个请求非常的物质主义。
Think of the logistics involved in that kind of undertaking. The supports required to go to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, the concrete and steel it would take to build a bridge like that.
你想想看，你的要求背后的逻辑性，因为这座桥的桥墩需要通到这个太平洋的底部，而且呢需要花多少的水泥还有钢筋呢？
The Lord said, "I could do it, but it's hard to justify these worldly desires of yours."
那主说，我还是可以做到，但是呢，我很难去同意你这种属世的这种要求的合理性。
He said, take more time to think of another wish, a wish that would better glorify and honor me.
所以呢，花一点时间来想想看另外一个请求。那么我希望你所想的呢，能够来荣耀我。
The man thought for a long time and finally said, "Lord, I wish I could understand women."
那这个人想了半天呢，终于讲说，主啊，我希望能够了解女人。
I want to know how they feel on the inside and what they're thinking when they give me the silent treatment.
那我想要知道说他们里面的感觉是什么？我想要知道说，当他不跟我说话的时候，他们到底在想什么
？Why they cry and what does it mean when they say nothing?
那为什么他们会哭呢？那当他们跟我说。没事的时候，到底它代表是什么意思呢
？Finally, how can I make a woman truly happy?
那最后，我怎么样能够真正让一个女人得到快乐呢
？A few minutes gone by, and the Lord says, "How many lanes would you like on that bridge to Hawaii?"
那么几分钟之后呢？神回答说，你刚才想要的那座桥，你觉得你需要几条车道在上面？
Today we're going to talk about closing the loop of forgiveness in our lives.
今天我们要来讲到说冲突解决的整个饶恕的步骤。
We have an outline in English in the back.
我们有一些那个印了这样的一个图在你们的那个单张的后面。
And my good brother Soon Ping has actually done a translation in Chinese. We have that in the back as well.
Don't see that. 这个已经被翻译成中文。
Well, they knew it wasn't me that translated it. See, he works for Ford and I work for Chrysler.
Yeah. We work together very well.
When we team up, we have a hybrid.
所以当我们在一起的时候，我们就有那个油电混合车。
Well, first of all, when you have a conflict, you start the conflict with an offense.
那么当一个冲突开始的时候呢，你开始就会有一个得罪的一个行为出现。
The first principle is you should seek to resolve the conflict so that the relationship is not damaged.
所以第一个原则呢是，当有一个冲突发生的时候，你必须要寻求冲突的解决，否则的话就会导致关系上面的损害。
Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22 says, when Peter came to Jesus and asked, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?
马太福音18章21到22节说道，那时彼得近前来，对耶稣说，主啊，我的弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？
And Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.
耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。
Now I've meditated on chapter 18 of Matthew many, many times.
那我默想那个马太福音第十八章啊很多次。
And it takes a long time for it to sink in this head of mine.
那要花我很多时间啊，用我这个脑筋来思考。
Because I'm not only a pastor, I'm a plumber.
因为我不是只是一个牧师，而且我是一个水电工。
This is extra too. The principle here is in this passage is to have reconciliation before you have worship.
那这个原则就是在你来到神面前敬拜他的时候，你需要能够与弟兄姐妹和好。
Jesus says, before you worship, if you know that anyone has anything against you, not you against them, but against you, you go to them before you worship.
主耶稣在圣经上说到说，如果说你在来到神面前之前呢，你想到有弟兄得罪你的话，你必须要到他面前去与他和好。
In other words, when we're taking communion, if the Lord reveals to us somebody who has something against us, we're to go to that person before we have communion and make things right so we can worship God the way we should.
所以呢，当我们来到主餐桌前来领受圣餐的时候呢，我们必须要省察自己。如果说神来提醒我们有任何人得罪我们的话，我们需要先到他的面前去与他们和好，以至于我们再来敬拜神。
What the Lord wants here is He wants us to love the way that God loves, and He wants us to forgive the way that God forgives.
所以呢，神要我们做的呢，就是我们必须要照神的方法来原谅，来照神的方法来爱。
Don't forget that's a very important point in the message.
那这个是在是非常非常重要的一个信息。
See, oftentimes we come to this passage and we want to discover who is right and who is wrong.
那很多时候呢，我们花很多时间在想要来弄清楚到底谁错谁对。
Or we come to somebody and we say we want justice. We want you to get your heart right with God.
或者我们到一个面前，我们希望说得到一个公义公平，然后来解决。
The whole point of Matthew chapter 18 as well as Matthew chapter 5 is that we want to please God with our lives in every way.
那么这个马太福音十八章还有第五章的一个重点呢，就是我们希望我们的做法真的是能够来荣耀神。
So if somebody has something against us or we have something against someone else, we're to go to that person and make it right.
所以呢，无论是有人得罪了我们或我们得罪了其他人，我们需要来到那个人面前与他来和解。
If we say,I love you, God says, show me that you love me.
所以当有人说我爱你的时候，那主要说你要表现出来。
And this could be not only to a person, but also to the church at large.
而这个呢，不是只有关乎个人，而是关乎整个教会。
I've been in many situations where people have come before the church and they have said, I have done this and I've done that and I'm sorry.
我曾经看到有人来到教会面前来说到说我做了这个，我做了那个，我觉得我很抱歉。
When they say that, what they're saying is, I love you, and if I've offended you, I'm sorry, and I want to make things right because I love you with all of my heart.
而来到众人面前说我做了这个，我做了那个，请你原谅我。
And also we need to learn to forgive. When somebody has offended us and they ask for forgiveness, we're to forgive the way that God forgives. We're to say, I forgive you and I love you just the way Christ loves you.
所以呢，我们就要来到神的面前呢，来祈求原谅。我们希望用神的方法来原谅人，来爱，来彼此相爱。
And the more you love somebody, the quicker you want to make sure and get things resolved.
那你越爱一个人的话，你就越想要更快的跟他来解决其中的问题。
And then secondly, there's an offense, and secondly, then if someone's offended, oftentimes they're hurt.
那这个第二点呢，就是伤害。
Hebrews 12:15 says, "See that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many."
希伯来书第十二章第十五节说到，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
So if you know that you've hurt somebody, you want to go and patch that hurt up just as soon as you possibly can.
所以如果说你知道说你伤害了那其中某一个人的话，你希望到他的面前去来解决这个事情。
Oftentimes when there is hurt, then there is anger.
很多时候，当一个人受到伤害的时候，他里面就会有发怒。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, it says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold."
以弗所书第四章二十六到二十七节说到，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
So you're angry, and now you have two choices to make.
所以当你发怒的时候，你有两个选择。
You can either do things your way or you can do things God's way.
你可以用你的方法或用神的方法。
Too often in our pride we say, I'm not going to make things right. I want things done my way.
很多时候我们里面的骄傲告诉我们说，我不要用神的方法，我要用我的方法来解决。
Have you ever done that?
你有这样做过吗？
I've done that with my wife a few times.And it never seems to work out.
我曾经对我的太太这样做过几次，从来不管用。
But at the end of the day, we always make things right because we love each other.
但是呢，之后我们还是会和解，因为我们彼此相爱。
And because I want to eat and I want to sleep in my bed.
因为我还想要吃饭，还有想要睡觉，在我自己的床上。
I've learned something over 40 years.
我这几年学了很多的功课。
Or as a believer that wants to do things right, and says, I want to do things God's way, and I want to restore this relationship with this person.
那另外一个选择呢，就是我要用神的方法，以至于我可以解决中间这样的一个问题，来回到原来的关系上面。
The first thing we have to do, we have to prepare our hearts, heart preparation.
那么很重要一点就是要预备我们的心。
The second principle is resolving conflict is possible only when both of you are willing to humble yourselves.
所以第二个原则呢，就是冲突的解决，除非双方都愿意谦卑下来，否则就没有办法来解决冲突。
Psalm 139:23-24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
所以诗篇139篇23到24节说到，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And 1 Peter 3:8-9 says, "Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic.Love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing."
彼得前书三章八到九节说到，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。因为你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
So the first thing we do before we go and talk to someone, we have to prepare our hearts to talk to them.
所以在我们到别人面前去来解决这个问题的时候，我们先要预备我们的心。
Secondly, there's loving confrontation.
第二点呢，就是爱的对质。
Confrontation is usually necessary to resolve conflict, but you must do it lovingly.
通常呢，那个当面对质是在冲突的解决上是必要的，但是必须要在爱里面来进行。
You need to take time to reflect on God, what God would have you to say.
那我们必须要来反思，在神面前反思，到底神要我说什么。
Proverbs 12:18 says, "Reckless words like a sword are reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing."
箴言书第十二章第十八节说到，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
You see, the whole goal of this process is to have healing between brothers and sisters in Christ.
那这整个过程呢，就是在弟兄姐妹中间来带下一个医治的一个过程。
And thirdly, we need to seek forgiveness.
那第三呢，我们需要寻求饶恕。
Forgiveness is the key. Principle four is forgiveness is the key element in resolving conflict.
那个饶恕呢，是解决冲突的一个非常重要的一个因素。
Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
以弗所书四章三十二节说到，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now, this is very important because forgiveness involves four components.
这非常重要，因为饶恕包含了四个部分。
The first one is confession. You must say, "I am wrong."
第一部分呢，就是包括认错。我必须要说我错了。
It's hard to say "I am wrong," isn't it? Sometimes.
所以我们很难说出我错了。
And then you say, "Sorry, I am sorry." Sorrow.
那第二点的话是伤心，也就是说，我很对不起你。
And then there's repentance. You say, "I don't want to hurt you again."
那第三点呢，就是悔改，也就是说，我不愿意再伤害你了。
Then there's the request, "Will you forgive me?"
那第四点的话就是请求，来请求对方说，你可以原谅我吗？
See, this request is important because then we get a response from that person which closes the loop.
那这个请求是非常重要的，以至于我们可以完成整个这个饶恕的过程。
And when that person says yes, then the loop of forgiveness is closed.
所以当对方说愿意的时候，那么这整个这个饶恕的过程就结束了，就完成了。
Then it's important for the rebuilding of trust.
所以呢，下一点的话就是很重要的，就是重建信任。
Forgiveness does not always mean that you will automatically trust him or her. Trust must be earned. Amen.
所以饶恕呢，并不自动的代表说我就可以信任那个人。
But we also must learn the way that God. We must forgive the way that God forgives. He says, "Their sins I will remember no more."
那么我们必须要用神的方法来饶恕人，因为他说不再纪念我们的罪恶。
If you have any further questions about this. I'll be glad to sit down and talk with you about it, but we have to get on with the message.
那如果说你们对这个方面还有问题的话，那 Pastor Smith 要愿意跟你们一起坐下来谈，但是我们必须要继续往下讲。
The second point is God desires all people to be saved.
那第二点呢，是神希望万人都得救。
Verses 1 through 4 of 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, "I urge you, first of all, that request, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone."
那么提摩太前书二章一到四节说到，我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
For kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceable and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
This is good and pleases God, our Savior.
这是好的，在我们的救主面前也是可喜悦的。
Who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth?
他愿万人得救，明白真道。
We should render praise that there is a way of salvation provided, that no one is excluded from the offer of mercy.
我们需要为到神提供这个救赎的方式来赞美神，因为我们没有一个人是被排除在这个救恩之外。
We see here that Paul is opposed entirely to the narrow and bigoted feelings of the Jews who regarded the whole Gentile world as excluded from covenant mercies and having no offer of life.
那保罗呢，完全反对犹太人那种狭隘顽固的想法。那么他们认为说呢，整个外邦的世界呢，完全被排除在这个立约的恩典之外，好像神没有赐给他们生命一样。
You see, God's offer of salvation is universal and it applies to all cultural contexts as to its comprehensiveness.
那么神的救赎呢，是普及所有的人，而且能够运用到任何的一个文化里面去。
However, let's not confuse it with universalism, which is assertion that everyone will be saved regardless of their response to the gospel.
然后我们不要把这个神的救恩呢，与这个宇宙神论的教义混在一起，因为宇宙神论断言说任何所有的人都可以得救，不管你对福音的这个回应是什么。
We as God's messengers must communicate the gospel in a very positive way.
那么我们是神的使者，我们必须要用一个很正面的一个方式来传福音。
We don't want to say that every other religion is wrong and we're proudly and dogmatically right.
那么我们不要说所有其他宗教都是错的，而只有我们很高傲的独断的说我们是对的。
We want to communicate that God wants all people to be saved and we're humbly and happily to proclaim this glorious message to everyone.
我们要传讲神愿万人都得救，而且很谦卑很快乐的宣讲这样一个荣耀的信息给每一个人。
1 John 2:2 is a very important verse. It says, He is the atoning sacrifice or payment for our sins, and not only ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
那约翰一书二章二节说到，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为了普天下人的罪。
This passage does not mean that all people without exception are going to be saved.
这句经文并不表示说所有人都可以得救而没有例外。
This means that all people without distinction, Jews and Gentiles and rich and poor and religious and non-religious, their sins have been atoned for through the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
这而是指呢，所有的人，包括犹太人、外邦人，包括有钱人、穷人，以及包括有宗教、没有宗教的人，那么他们的罪债呢，已经被主耶稣在十字架上的宝血已经偿还了。
See, Jesus Christ is the God-pleasing atoning sacrifice for all people.
所以耶稣基督是神所喜悦的，为众人的赎价，成为众人的罪，赎价的祭牲。
However, only those who by faith believe in him, those are the only ones who will have eternal life.
然而唯有以信心相信耶稣基督的人呢，才能得到永生。
So that means that Christ died for each and every one of us in this room today.
所以呢，这代表说主耶稣已经为我们所有的人，包括坐在我们这边的每一位已经死了。
The question is, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And have you received him as the Lord of your life?
那问题是呢，你是否已经接受主耶稣基督成为你个人的救主，而且呢，接受他成为你生命的主了呢？
The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You can receive Jesus Christ right now as your Lord and Savior.
所以呢，圣经上说到，今天就是拯救的日子。那么现在，现在就接受主耶稣成为你的主和你的救主。
And today we're going to get our elementary school lesson, the ABCs of salvation.
所以我们今天呢，就是要讲到有关于得救的 ABC 的原则。
First of all, you must admit that you're a sinner. You have disobeyed God's word and you need to turn from your sin.
所以第一点呢，就是要讲到你必须要承认你是一个罪人，并且呢，你违背了神的话，需要从中间来悔改。
You must secondly believe that Jesus Christ died for you and he rose from the grave.
第二点呢，你要相信耶稣为你的罪而死，并且呢从坟墓里复活。
And thirdly, you must confess your sin and receive him as your Lord and Savior.
第三点呢，必须要承认你的罪，并接受主耶稣成为你的主和你的救主。
And if you're here today without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can right now joyfully receive Jesus Christ as your Lord.
如果在我们当中那你还没有接受主耶稣成为你的主和救主的话，你可以很喜乐的来接受他成为你的救主。
And thirdly, Jesus Christ is the ransom for all people, verses 5-7.
那第三点呢，就是耶稣是万人的赎价，这讲到在提摩太前书二章五到七节。
Chapter 2, verse 5 says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus.
那这边讲到说, 因为只有一位神,
Who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in his proper time.
乃是, 降世为人的基督, 他舍自己为做万人做赎价, 到的时候, 这事必要证明出来。
And for this purpose, I was appointed an herald and an apostle. I am telling you the truth, I am not lying, and a teacher of the truth, faith to the Gentiles.
我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒， 做外邦人的师父， 教导他们相信， 学习真道， 我说的是真话， 并不是谎言。
The first point is there is one God.
那第一点呢， 就是一位神。
Pluralism says, I don't believe there is one ultimate faith or God.
那多神论者呢, 讲到说, 我不相信有一个, 终极的信仰或者是神。
Jesus Christ promised that evangelism would result in people leaving their religions and turning and following him.
那基督应许到呢, 福音的广传, 可以使人们从他们的宗教中出来, 然后来跟随他。
But you see, this command runs directly counter to religious pluralism today.
但是呢, 这个命令呢, 直接与这个多神论的这个教导呢, 直接的冲突抵触。
According to pluralism, no ideology or religion can claim absolute truth. All religions are more or less equals when it comes to the universe of truths.
那么根据多神论的说法呢, 没有任何一个意识形态或者是宗教呢, 可以宣称说, 它拥有绝对的真理。 那么, 在这个信仰的世界里面呢, 任何的宗教其实都差不多的。
Those who believe this way have what I like to call a Burger King philosophy.
那如此相信的人呢, 那么事实上是有一个汉堡王的一个哲学。
Have it your way.
也就是照你的方法来选择。
Consequently, their main objection is that the Christian claim to have one and only true and absolute exclusive faith in God.
那么, 以至于呢, 他们最反对的呢, 就是基督徒来宣告说他们有一位神, 而且是独一的真神。
Now, realize this, if you tell your colleagues or friends that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, they'll look at you like you have six heads, won't they?
那么, 想想看, 如果说你对你的这个, 同事或你的同学讲说, 主耶稣是唯一的真神的话, 你想他们会怎么想?
Let's go on to one mediator.
让我们, 继续来讲到一位中保。
Our Savior Jesus Christ is our representative because he stands between a holy God and sinful people.
我们的救主耶稣基督是我们的代表, 因为他站在圣洁的神和罪人中间。
Jesus Christ alone is able to be a pleasing sacrifice before a holy and a righteous God.
主耶稣本身足以在圣洁公义的神面前, 成为蒙悦纳的祭生。
In his priestly role, remember Jesus Christ is both human as well as God.
以他祭司的身份, 并且他的人性和神性。
He's both our representative before God and our substitution for our sins at the same time.
主耶稣能在, 神面前成为我们的代表, 并同时代替我们的罪。
He's also our ransom.
他也是一个赎价。
Now this is before Tiger Woods had many issues and problems in 2006.
那这个故事呢, 是讲到 Tiger Woods, 在, 他最近有很多的问题之前, 是在2006年的故事。
During an exclusive golf outing for top businesses and entertainment executives on October 9th, 2006, Tiger Woods was put on the spot by an evangelical guest of Nike.
那么在一个为到大一个大企业还有娱乐界的总裁所办的一个高尔夫球联谊会中间呢，那 Tiger Woods 被一个 Nike 来的一个贵宾呢，放在一个 众人瞩目的一个焦点上面。
That day, 30 people gathered at the Trump Golf Course in Los Angeles for the 2006 Tee It Up with Tiger Woods event.
那么那天呢, 有30多位的这个贵宾呢, 聚集在, 洛杉矶的, Trump 高尔夫球场, 来参加与 Tiger Woods 一起的一个, 打球的一个活动。
This included a private golf lesson with Tiger, as well as a private lunch with the legend himself.
那这个呢包括了有一个私下的的打球的时间，还有私下一起吃饭的时间的一个活动。
And during this lunch there was a question and answer time with Tiger.
那在这个午餐的中间呢有一个问题解答的时间。
Most people ask Tiger about their golf swing and golf questions.
那么大部分人呢都是在问 Tiger 有关于如何打球还有挥杆的事情。
However, one guest from Nike stood up and asked two questions.
但是呢忽然之间有一个从 Nike 来的一个贵宾呢站起来问了他的两个问题。
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if not prayerfully, would you?
那么他问他说你是否已经接受主耶稣成为你的个人的救主和生命的主呢？如果还没有的话，你愿意吗？
A source that was present at the lunch said later that you could hear a pin drop.
那后来的报道说呢，那在那个当时呢，你几乎可以看到一根针掉在地上的声音。
People were mortified.
那所有人都感到很羞愧。
But Tiger was as unflappable as he was on the golf course.
但是呢，这 Tiger 呢却非常镇静，就像他在打球的时候一样。
Tiger said, "My father was a Christian. Of course, Christianity was a part of my life."
Tiger 说呢，我父亲是一位基督徒，所以当然呢，基督教是在我生命中的一部分。
But my mother is Asian, and Buddhism is also a part of my childhood.
那我的母亲呢是一个亚洲人，所以呢，这个佛教也是在我的童年中的一部分。
So I practice both faiths respectively.
所以我就是很恭敬的来信奉这两个信仰。
So the truth is, can you practice both faiths respectively?
那问题是你有办法来同时信奉两个信仰吗？
You see, these faiths are mutually exclusive of each other.
事实上这两个呢宗教呢这两个信仰呢是互相抵触的。
And we as Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
那我们基督徒呢相信主耶稣是唯一我们可以来到天堂的一个途径。
And finally, Paul says, I am the one messenger.
那么最后呢讲到一位使者。
Paul was the first messenger and apostle to the Gentiles.
那保罗是这基督教会里面第一位使者是被差派到外邦去的。
But today we are the Church of Jesus Christ and God's messengers to carry this life-changing message of the gospel to the entire world.
但是今天呢，我们是耶稣基督的教会，是神的使者，要将一个能够改变人生命的一个信息呢，传到世界去。
Jesus, the ransom for all people, reveals three things.
那么耶稣是万人的赎价，显示出
First of all, the heart of God.
显示出神的心意来。
The Lord we serve is not some cruel God who gainsjoy from watching people suffer and die in their sins. In love, he gave his only beloved son to die for our sins, to die for the sins of all humanity.
那么我们所侍奉的神呢，不是一位残酷的神。那他会看到，就说人们在最终挣扎或死在最终的时候，会觉得很高兴。那为了爱，神赐下他的独生爱子为了全人类的罪而死。
Jesus as a ransom for all people shows God's wonderful plan of salvation.
那么神耶稣他的赎价来显示出神美好的救赎计划。
See, there's a great gulf between God and man, and Jesus Christ perfectly bridged this gulf by paying for man's debt so that he could be reconciled to God by trusting in this all-sufficient payment that he made on the cross for our sins.
在神和人中间呢，有一个罪的鸿沟。那么耶稣基督借着付上父亲的人的罪债而搭起了一个美好的桥梁，以至于人们呢可以借着耶稣基督完全的救赎而与神和好。
In the English congregation, we're actually starting a preaching series through the book of Acts.
那我们在英文堂事实上我们开始了一个使徒行传的一个查经。
And the foundation or truth of their preaching was that Jesus Christ arose from the dead.
那么这最基本的最根本的一个真理呢，就是主耶稣从死里复活。
And this death that he paid for us in his resurrection gives validity to world evangelism and missions.
那么他所付上的这个代价呢，成为我们能够普世宣教的一个基石。
And God's plan for missions is not limited to particular people, time, or place. God wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone.
那么神的宣教计划呢，不是只限定在特定的人时地，那么神要我们到万国去传福音给万民听。
And our preaching and teaching first begins with the lives that we live before people. Our preaching and teaching begins with the lives we live before people.
Okay. 我们所生活的所教导的是我们怎么样活在人的面前。
And I close with a little poem called The Gospel in Your Life.
那么我结束之前呢，我希望来念诗。
The Gospel in Your Life. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are read by more than a few.
那么这个诗呢，是在你生命中的福音，马太、马可、路加、约翰福音，被许多人所阅读。
But the one that is most read and commented on is the Gospel according to you.
但是呢，最常被阅读以及评论的呢，乃是那个根据你自己的福音。
You are writing a gospel, a chapter each day by the things that you do and the words that you say.
那么你正在写你自己一本福音书，而且每一天写一章，那是根据你所说的话以及你所做的事情。
People read what you write, whether faithless or true, say what is the gospel according to you.
所以呢，人们正在读你所写的，无论你是没有信心或者是真实的。所以什么是根据你自己的福音呢？
Do people read his truth and his love in your life, or has yours been too full of malice and strife?
那么人们是否从你的生命里面呢，可以来读到神他的真理还有爱呢？那么还是你的生命中充满了许多的怨恨或者是冲突？
Does your life speak of evil or does it ring true? Say, what is the gospel according to you?
你的生命是在诉说邪恶还是在诉说真理呢？那么什么是根据你自己的福音呢？
Maybe today in the message you really caught the idea of Jesus Christ being the ransom for our sins.
也许今天的信息真正让你来知道主耶稣是我们唯一的赎价。
And today you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
也许今天你愿意来接受主耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
Please feel free to come and speak to any of the people in our church who would be glad to share the gospel with you.
请你们可以到任何一个我们教会的弟兄姐妹面前能够来接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主。
Maybe today the Lord, the Holy Spirit convicted you about making things right with someone in the congregation or maybe someone in your family.
也许圣灵今天来提醒你，感动你去与我们一些弟兄姐妹或你的家人来和好。
We need to learn to love the way that God loves, and we need to learn to forgive the way that God forgives.
我们需要以神的爱来爱别人，以神的方法来原谅别人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, humbly, Lord, we come to you, thanking you for your glorious salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，我们能谦卑的来到你面前。来知道说主你赐下你的独生爱子为我们救赎。
Through him, Lord, we have forgiveness of sins.
借着他，我们的罪都已经得到赦免。
And may, Lord, we take that same principle, Lord, in dealing with other people, and Lord, and be willing to forgive and to love the way that you love and forgive.
以至于我们能够用同样的原则，我们来原谅，我们来赦免我们的弟兄姐妹。
In our precious Savior's name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。
Amen.